Welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. In this podcast, we dig into the exact playbooks that ABM practitioners are using today to get their first ABM program off the ground. We'll dig into how they're using their current tech stack in order to create scrappy programs that rely more on creativity than new technologies. So if you're looking for how to get ABM off the ground in your organization in the next 90 days, let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. This is your host, Mason Cosby, and today we're going to address specifically why when you're building your first account-based marketing program, you should not even think about the accounts you're going after. And I know many of my friends are going to hate me for this idea, but at the end of the day, when you think about building an account-based marketing program, there are two components that we think through often, and that is first, your account progression model, and then second, the activation playbook. When I think through these two different frameworks, I've talked about them a lot previously, but I'll give you a summarized version here. The account progression model is simply your strategy. It's how do you know that people are aware that you exist? How do you know that they have a problem? How do you know they're exploring viable solutions? How do you know that they understand that you're a solution? How do you actually get the meeting booked? How do you qualify them? How do you generate a real opportunity? That is the account progression model. The activation playbook structure, which is our 4D framework of data, distribution, destination, and direction, are simply the tactics that you will execute at every stage of your overall account progression model. That said, often people focus so much specifically on accounts and targeting. And admittedly, it is one of the top four reasons why an ABM program would fail. The reason I actually don't recommend starting with targeting as you think through building out your first ABM program in the context of a named account list is because to really build out a scalable, repeatable ABM program, what is more important than the accounts is actually the progression. What I mean by that is most organizations have not previously worked through how do I intentionally move an account from one stage to the next? How do I intentionally go after a specific account that doesn't know that we exist and intentionally guide them through the process of becoming a real opportunity? The reason that we focus on progression is because that in and of itself is enough of a challenge on the front end. If you look at your existing first-party data and you can find good fit customers that already know that you exist, then you can focus on really progressing them from problem awareness to product awareness to now actually understanding the viability of your solution in their context. And again, by focusing first on how to progress them from initial engagement to meaningful engagement or from meaningful engagement to MQA, you actually can see how this process would work in your organization, in your context. And as a result, start to have the viability around repeatability for inevitably scaling your programs down the road with different targeting. When we break that out into the activation plays and the 4D framework, again, that's data, distribution, destination, and direction. Data is simply who we're going after and why are we reaching out. That's targets and triggers. Next is then distribution, which is just how do we plan to get in front of them. Next is destination, which is what are we sending them to. And then lastly is direction, which is just how do we plan to track it. As you combine the account progression model with your 4D framework, you'll end up through execution finding that there are specific gaps that still exist. So it might be triggers. It might be distribution channels to get in front of the right audiences. It might be that you have the wrong content. And it might be that you don't know how to track it. So by first addressing the progression model and identifying, do we have the right triggers in our program? Do we have the right tracking capabilities? As you then go to be more intentional on the front end around targeting, you end up actually knowing that this progression model works. So you don't end up wasting your time, energy, and effort on completely unaware accounts that don't know that you have any completely unaware accounts, so that you then ensure when we go after someone intentionally, there's a clear path that they can follow to actually becoming a customer of ours. So as you think about building your first ABM program, focus less on the accounts on the front end. Yes, you want to have good fit accounts. You don't want to go after people that are truly not going to ever be your customer, but focus more on those that are already in your database, that already know that you exist, and working through how do I progress them from where they are today into an opportunity, and once they're an opportunity, into becoming a customer. So that is why we think through progression over accounts. All right, Evan's now going to ask me some questions.
Yeah, perfect. Why do you think so many folks start with a target account list instead of taking this approach?
The top four reasons, and again, top four reasons why ABM fails, and reason number four being targeting, they think that we need to address every reason this program could fail on the front end. In reality, the other four, three reasons of lack of sales and marketing alignment, lack of ownership and resourcing, and lack of measurement capabilities are three that are more consistently going to show up in every single program. As you inevitably go to scale your programs, what you end up doing is you go after different target account lists. So your targeting is always evolving. Whereas ideally, you consistently have sales and marketing alignment, you consistently have the right resourcing to execute the program, and you consistently know how to measure success. So specifically, as we think about progression is actually just a fancy way of saying measurement. Do we know where these accounts are in their current journey? Do we know how to track that? If you can nail that first, then as you go to then execute different targeting, you've now created that predictability. So again, there's that side of it's often touted. This is why it will fail. If you don't have the right targeting, everything else is going to fall apart. There's that side. The other thing is just the phrasing. It's account-based marketing. So we should really think intentionally about the accounts we're going after. And I'll be super clear. This is an ABM program. It's just not the standard ABM program that people have been executing, which is also why I think it probably is more likely to work, because only one in five programs have been successful in the past. So again, that's why I think people aren't starting here. Just historically, people have talked often about the challenges around targeting and how difficult it is to find the right audience. And if you think about the fundamentals of the phrase, it's account-based. It's not progression-based. So people think about accounts first.
I think that's really helpful, because one time you'd mentioned live on stage that target account list as a deliverable is an unhelpful like baseline for this is what we have, like now we're done. Do you think people sometimes receive or like curate a target account list and then think like, okay, we're done, like we did the work, and really like that is not the end goal?
Yeah. What a lot of people will start with is they'll build a target account list and then just kind of upload that into an ad platform and then start just running ads. And if you look at the target account list as the strategy, then you're going to get exactly that. Just like we did the hard work, we figured out who we're going after. Now let's just go after them. And again, I think about progression through the lens of what are the right ways to engage these people right now. So again, if you start with the target account list and you only focus on the account list, good BD marketing has been broken down into right time, right person, right message. Very often, target account list is just right person. Progression is actually focused on right time and delivering the right content at the right time. And again, the right people will fairly consistently change. But what doesn't change typically are the viable triggers of how someone should actually be engaged with. So again, they visited our website. They were a closed loss program. They're a champion that moved from one company to the next. Triggers are consistent. Content should overall change over time, but the core problems and fundamentals that we are addressing as a business likely won't change. So again, if as long as we're hitting on the right problems and framing our solution as the right solution to those problems, your content should stay, at least from a messaging perspective, decently consistent. What changes consistently over time would be the accounts that you're specifically targeting in that time frame. So if you nail progression first, you can then actually change out your targets with much more ease.
Love it. Thanks for answering those questions. If you have any other questions and you would like to submit them for us to talk through in a future episode of the podcast, just hit Mason up at mason@scrappyabm.com and we'll consider it for our next podcast airing in the weeks to come.
Awesome. All right, thank you so much for being here today. This has been Scrappy ABM and we'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. If you're looking for more content just like this, I highly recommend you go subscribe to our newsletter. We release weekly playbooks so that you have the actionable ways in which you can start to build an ABM program today. Just go to scrappyabm.com/newsletter to subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave a 5-star review and hit the notification bell so you never miss an episode. I look forward to seeing you in the next one.